Welcome to Stay on Course with me, Julie Riga. My life has been a roller coaster of highs and lows, but what I know to be true is that when we are grounded in our purpose and savor the sweet moments of life, we are truly a success. Today, you are going to get the ingredients for success because life is salty and life is sweet. Together, let's explore the possibilities of our own lives and learn from thought leaders around the globe. Ready, guys? Let's cook it. Discover the essence of charity in this next episode with Michael Bull, founder of the New Jersey Veterans Network, as we navigate the profound trio of building community networks with humility, experiencing the therapeutic nature of helping others, and actively seeking those in need. Join us as we unravel the heart of charity on this authentic podcast journey. The Stay on Course podcast is brought to you by the Minority Business Review. The Minority Business Review brings you expert insights on strategy, innovation, and leadership in business from diverse voices. We're changing the narrative and amplifying diverse thought leadership. Hear from inspirational executives who break barriers and reshape industries. Unlock the power of inclusion. Subscribe to the Minority Business Review today. Welcome, welcome, everybody, to the next edition of the Stay on Course podcast. Today, I have the most amazing guest, Michael Bull, and he is a Marine Corps veteran and former police officer who has dedicated his life to charity and community service. Some of his notable achievements are raising successful fundraising campaigns for causes like autism awareness, Special Olympics, and Relay for Life, and also launching initiatives like Santa in Blue, We Are Union to support the community. And in 2017, he founded the New Jersey Veterans Network, which is a nonprofit that has made a significant impact by providing vital resources to thousands of veterans in need, even saving lives. And currently, Michael continues his mission at the New Jersey State VFW, where he daily assists veterans and their families. And secret, Michael Bull is my cousin. Welcome, Michael Bull, to the Stay on Course podcast.
Well, thanks, cousin, for having me here today. We're very excited to be here today.
Yes. And by the way, Michael, you're my first family member that I've ever had on the podcast.
Well, that's pretty cool. Thank you very much for having me today.
I really wanted to have you on, Michael, because I keep seeing you on the news. Every time I turn on my LinkedIn, my Facebook, there's Michael Bull on the news. There's Michael Bull with RFK Jr. And I'm just so curious to know more about what you do and have our audience learn a little bit more about what you do. But before we get into that, I ask all of my guests, what is your favorite food?
My favorite food is paella.
Oh.
Portuguese paella is the food from the gods.
Well, there you go. So we're putting our Jewish and Italian roots aside.
Oh, yes.
That's very interesting.
That was created.
I see how you're representing the roots of the fam. All right. Anyway, so the Portuguese paella, I love the Portuguese paella. It's great. Do you go over here to have it at any of the restaurants?
No, down at Nork is the headquarters for all the food that you need to eat in Portuguese. You can't go wrong down neck.
All right. Well, I need to check that out. Thank you for sharing that. And if anybody is around, check out Down Neck Portuguese Paella. All right. So tell us a little bit about what you're doing with the Veterans Network, and then we'll get into this conversation about taking charity to the next level.
So I started the New Jersey Veterans Network. It was started in 2017. I was watching HBO, and there was a Marine who had his son who was, I think he was cerebral palsy, and he would take him on the Ironman triathlon. He would put him in a boat. He would take him and put him on a bicycle, and then he would put him in a carriage and do the entire event with his son. And that really inspired me because I started doing the triathlons. I was never winning any of the triathlons, but I wanted to do something like that. So I started seeking out veterans that would fit, disabled, fit the formula of doing the same thing. However, started working with veterans and realizing that most veterans aren't physically wounded. They have the invisible wounds and need help, and decided to do a little of both. But the numbers started really getting high where veterans needed help with resources they weren't able to get. And all the contacts that I had started to really fit into place. And I was able to provide veterans almost anything they needed because of the network that we actually created. So kind of put that aside a little bit and decided to just really focus on helping veterans and their families live a better way of life.
Wow, that's amazing. And so, on a daily basis, what are you doing to support that?
Basically, we will do anything from collecting donations and distributing them out to the veterans and their families. We're probably one of the only charities that actually drops off stuff to the homes, but also we are there to help the persons really get back in a better frame of mind. So we provide a mentorship program to help them navigate through the system, which is really hard at this point for some people. Just it's hard in general to get through day-to-day operations when you're calling the VA for help. So we have people that are really good at it and help the people get the health care that they need. But also we provide medical equipment, food, clothing, housing, jobs. We gave out 30 cars in the last few years. So we're pretty big organization because of the groups that we work with.
Wow, amazing. Michael, I just got to tell you, I remember going to your house many, many, many years ago before you were deployed to Desert Storm. I was there the night before you left, I think. And, we all said goodbye to you as you went off to war. And wow, here you are now helping and leaving a legacy and just really pouring your heart into this amazing nonprofit organization. Do you remember that night that we were there?
No, of course I remember tonight. I have pictures of your father, and he gave me a Swiss Army knife.
I can't imagine the journey that was in front of you that night. Like, I was a kid, so I don't really remember, like, or I don't think I understood the heaviness of what was about to happen to you, but I do remember being there, and it's like imprinted on my mind that my cousin was going to Desert Storm. And I'm sure that we could do a whole podcast on that, right? But when you got back, did you have people to help you like you're helping others?
So when I came home, the community really greeted me. They took care of my mother. They took care of our house. My friend stepped up as well. So that's kind of the reason why I became a police officer in the town I grew up. I wanted to give back to the people who helped my family and myself when I came home.
Yeah, amazing. And so now you've taken charity to the next level. And so I would love to talk a little bit more about how our audience might take charity to the next level in their own life. Tell us a little bit about some ingredients for success in taking charity to the next level.
I feel that the first thing you need to do is build a network. And most people are afraid just to get on the phone and call someone that works for another group or a friend of yours to really ask for help. Once you're able to lose your ego and ask other people for help and really decide to work with other organizations, that can really give you a jump start to your charity and really help you grow really quickly because people will start to trust you and want to work with you. You have to be passionate. You really have to prove to everyone that this is what you want to do and you're in for the right reasons. Most people don't get recognized for the work they do. It takes a long time. So if you're in for it for the pats on the back and the prizes, you're not going to get those on a regular basis. So you really have to understand that. People could see through that. If you really want to make a difference, prove it by doing the work and putting others first, and good rewards will come. You'll make you feel like a better person when you are helping others. That's the secret that has helped me cope and make me a better person, because I'm able to see the lives that I was able to touch. And those people come back and join us, and it's a great family. It makes a new unit. You know, we provide homes for veterans that were in a dark place.
Wow. So lose your ego, ask others for help. And I think right now there's a lot of people that want to give back to society and want to get involved, but just don't know how. And so that's a good piece of advice for people who are wanting to move forward into charity and just giving back to society. What is the next thing you would tell people?
I mean, you really have to understand that going to do charity work is not is not for everyone. However, just helping a person, a neighbor, a friend can really make a difference in your life as well. So I feel that don't be afraid to really get out of your comfort zone and do something for someone else, because that's why we're on this planet, to help one another. And I feel that you don't have to be in a charity or a large organization. You could do something simple. I tell people that a phone call could save someone's life. You know, people don't realize the significance of someone calling up someone and telling them, "Hey, I'm here for you and I love you, and whatever you need, I could do the best I can to provide you a better way of life." And that really goes a long way as well. So you don't have to be tied up with another group. Just make sure that you do the good work yourself, and see the reward is making someone live a better way of life.
Exactly. And I think that the idea here is that when you help others, you start to feel better and it becomes like therapy because you're no longer focused on yourself, you're focused on someone else. And the longer we focus on ourselves and what's wrong and how we're, you know, we don't have this, we don't have that, that can spiral us off into a place where we're ending up in depression or just non engagement with society. But if you really spend time helping others and thinking about others, it is like therapy. Is that what you found?
Sure, absolutely. I mean, that's the whole goal with the charity, is to take someone who was in a bad place and have them become a member of our team, paying it forward. One out of four Americans are on depression medications. That number is outstanding. You know, it's ridiculous how so many people are being prescribed medications nowadays. So, you know, with that being said, getting people out and doing something, interacting with them will probably help get them off the medications. I'm not saying that I'm against medications. You know, people do need them, but one out of four, I don't think that's correct. That's just a way high number. No other country is prescribing the amount of medicines that we are.
It's true. It's true. So not only is the person that's helping the charity getting out of a bad place, they're helping someone who is in a bad place. So it's a win-win for both parties, really.
Absolutely. And then these are the people that we have speak. You know, they'll go out there and talk because they've been through it, and they're able to really convince people to get the help that they need. And that's why we are really being successful, because we're not afraid to use the people who've been in a bad place to speak and talk to others.
Amazing. And what would be the next ingredient that you would share with people?
Be a friend. Be a friend to someone, and not do it for the wrong reasons. I mean, be there for that person and really try to help them change their lives.
Be a friend, reach out to them, look for someone in need, and really try to lean into helping them without your ego getting involved.
Right. That's the most important thing, is just lose that ego. I've seen that really cause so many unnecessary problems. When you're able to work as a group with other people, sometimes these groups will get jealous or want to use their label and not yours. And it's just disastrous. And you tell the people that, "I'm not going to work with anyone who doesn't want to work with others." You could actually build other organizations by working with together. People don't realize that when I post or when I do something with another group, their people that are on their rooms or their groups would like to join our group as well. So I recruit more people by working with other groups, and people on our team do the same sometimes. So it's kind of like building both groups up. I'm not asking anyone to ever not be a part or change their identity. Look, stay with your group, just work with us and do the same mission, and great things come to everybody. And that's how I see it.
Wow. So let's just recap these three things, and maybe you could just give us a quick overview of taking charity to the next level. And then I have some questions I'd like to ask you.
Sure. Working together collectively has been going on way before I was born. And now with the social media, people working, husbands and wives both working, and kids going to school and focusing on things that really, I personally think, are not as important as it was when we were younger. You know, people have to understand that things that are important is helping others and really making a difference in this world instead of just saying it. There's a lot of events out there, like 5Ks and all that, walks and tricky trays that are wonderful. But I feel that if you're doing something that's directly helping another person, it's a better result for everybody. And I think that we need to really start focusing on more direct work to help veterans or people just in need in general.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about what your charity is working on right now.
So we are stealing a page from AA, which is a great organization. AA is probably the most successful mentorship program in the world. So we're taking a page out of their formula and starting our own mentorship program where veterans and also first responders will have a person available to them to help them navigate through healthcare, mental health, but also resources. So we really are going to be working on that. We call it the Uniform Heroes Project. It's a collaboration with all the military, veteran, police and fire organizations working together to really help people that are in need.
Oh, wow. And how can people get involved in that right now?
So we tell people to go on our page. It's njvn.org, or you can email me at njvn1775@gmail.com, or you can even call me directly, 973-332-1556. So we really like to take volunteers and help them and find their place where they fit in, and they really can do a great, amazing work because of the skills that they have, and they bring something different to our team.
Oh, that's really great. Hey, tell us a little bit why you were with Robert Kennedy Jr. the other day.
So one thing about our charity is we get a lot of amazing opportunities. You know, we got to meet the Donald, and we've been to the White House, but recently we got to meet JFK. We don't like to really play politics, but I will say that I was very impressed with him. He seemed to be down the middle on a lot of issues, which I agreed with, and pretty exciting. Unfortunately, I don't see him making it to the White House, but he was really a really nice person. And I believe that he could really do some amazing things if they gave him the opportunity.
Wow. And do you get to hang out with Governor Murphy at all?
I met him a few times. I'm actually good friends with former Governor Jim McGreevy. He's actually on our team.
Oh.
And I use him for a lot of consulting, and he's been helping me out since day one.
Oh, wow. Well, Michael Ball, you are literally changing the world. You are making it a better place. I'm so proud to say that you're my cousin. Yes, Michael Ball is my cousin. And I'm just so happy that we finally got to have this conversation on the Stay on Course podcast. Thank you so much for being on. I'd love to have you on maybe in the future to learn more about what you're doing next, but I will definitely share this out to our audience and encourage everyone listening to get involved, be a better person, and lose that ego.
Couldn't say any better. Thank you for having me, cuz, and I'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
Thank you so much. My dad, Ennio Auriga, was not just a chef. He was my hero. From the hardships of World War II to the heights of culinary excellence, his story is nothing short of remarkable. Now, this story lives on in Stay on Course, a book that is very close to my heart. It's filled with his own words, his recipes, and the wisdom he imparted to me. Just imagine, 4 months before he passed, he handed me his life story, urging me to finish it. In these pages, you'll discover the secrets behind mouthwatering dishes and the lessons he taught me about leadership and perseverance. And trust me, there are some incredible tales in here, like the time he pulled off a birthday bash for Frank Sinatra with just 48 hours notice. So, if you're hungry for inspiration and craving a taste of Ennio's legacy, head over to stayoncoursebook.com. That's stayoncoursebook.com. Grab your copy and let his story ignite your passion.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Stay on Course. Please don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast so Julie can continue serving up delectable experts and appetizing content directly to your earbuds. And remember, right now, you have the ingredients to be living the life you are meant to live. This has been a production of The Media Casters.